Chapter 1. The beanhive buzzed with the harmonious clatter of a typical morning, clinking cups, the hissing of an espresso machine. The shop's rustic charm promised a comforting start to the day. The air was rich with the aroma of blended coffees and freshly baked pies, a sensory simulation of home that only the beanhive could deliver. I was standing behind the counter, putting the finishing touches on a latte with the meticulous care that our regulars had come to adore, when the door flew open. In walked Loretta Beebe, looking like she had just stepped out of a tanning bed and into a Southern Belle costume contest. She was waving an envelope above her head like a flag of victory. "It's here! It's here, y'all!" Loretta's voice stretched each word into its own little song, the kind that told you she was from the South and nowhere else. Her bracelets jangled, her pearls matched her bright white teeth, and she had short black hair that Aunt Maxie swore came from a box you could grab from a shelf at the Piggly Wiggly. Bunny Bowowski, ever the pragmatist, barely looked up from the espresso machine, her hands a blur of efficiency. "If the results aren't what she wants, we might just have to put her out of her misery right here," she muttered, the whir of the machine muffling her words to everyone but me. Aunt Maxie, perched like a regal figure by the chalkboard menus, her eyes twinkling with mischief, couldn't resist getting a jab in right before she took a bite of this week's featured breakfast casserole. "Wouldn't that be a shame?" she said, her sarcasm as thick as the hairspray holding up her gravity-defying hairdo. Loretta, bless her heart, didn't even notice. She was too caught up in her own drama. "Oh, Loretta, what on earth are you hemming and hawing about?" Bunny called out, drying her hands with a bar towel and nudging me to keep the line moving. I chuckled, playing along. Who works for who around here? It was a dance we all knew well, with Bunny's unwavering dedication making her the heart of our operations. The envelope held the results of Loretta's efforts over the past 6 months and the promise of recognition for Honey Springs. She'd poured her heart into transforming our town into a bastion of Southern hospitality, hoping to see it named among America's best small towns. The moment of truth had arrived. The clatter of coffee cups paused, the air stilled, and all eyes in the beanhive fixed on Loretta as she ripped open the envelope theatrically. For a moment, she was the very picture of drama, holding the letter close as her lips silently traced the words, her audience captivated by the suspense. Slowly, deliberately, she lowered the paper, her mouth hanging open in an exaggerated gape of surprise, as if the words on the page had rendered her speechless. Bunny, ever the embodiment of Southern wit, leaned over the counter, her eyes twinkling with mirth. "Loretta, honey, close your mouth. You're catching flies," she drawled, her voice dripping with that warm, sassy charm that seemed to come so naturally to the ladies of Honey Springs. "We did it! Honey Springs is officially one of the best small towns in America," she crowed. I felt a swell of hometown pride so strong it almost made me forget the coffee I was pouring. "We did it! Honey Springs is on the map!" she exclaimed, her voice ringing with pride. "They're sending a journalist to experience everything!" She twirled, threw her head back, and held the letter to her chest before she gestured out the window. "The lake views, our gourmet teas, the casseroles that Roxy starts at dawn, and the charm that only our small town can offer," Loretta squealed. The beanhive erupted into a round of applause with cheers and laughter. This moment was a victory for Loretta, for the beanhive, and for Honey Springs.